Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart, and you will harvest through perseverance. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. King Herod heard about Jesus, for his fame had become widespread, and people were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him. Others were saying, he is Elijah. Still others, he is a prophet like any of the prophets. But when Herod learned of none of it, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He had been raised up. Herod was the one who had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. Herodias had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet of his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. His own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you. He even swore many things to her. I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? Her mother replied, the head of John the Baptist. The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist. The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and guests, he did not wish to break his words to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When the disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. John the Baptist was persecuted on reason of his account of justice. He warned Herod not to marry the wife of his brother. And he was killed. Persecution is part of our weakness. Today, we may not be beheaded, but we have to sacrifice our own ideas so that we can be more united with people. Whatever we do for the greater glory of God, see Jesus in that each person and try to be one with them is not always easy. You have to die of your own self. you have to live moment by moment for the sake of God's glory. That means to do the will of God. That means to love unconditionally, to be the first one to love. This is where all called. Our consecration is not only through words, but our deeds. Through our readiness to do the will of God, readiness to serve, readiness to love all the time.